this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And what is a certainty, a reality? Well, reality is the fact that we have a small group of people, very wealthy people, who have an agenda. They control both political parties. They control the six major banks. They control 67% of our financial assets. They control most of the major 100 corporations. They control the six major corporations. They control the major media. And if you don't understand that, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. Oh, but of course, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, which is why we have certainly our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. Do you really think all those troops are guarding America? Do you really think that we have thousands of contractors there in Baghdad today working at the embassy? Yeah, they have probably 10,000 people working at the embassy, and they're protecting America? Basically, when you control the media and you repeat a lie often enough, people believe it, but it's still a lie. Well, with us today is Deborah Tavares, and Deborah has certainly been studying the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 program of trying to transform the world, and basically this is a worldwide program, but of course it just certainly is being implemented in Santa Rosa where she lives, and so I've asked Deborah to come on the line and tell our listeners about certainly Agenda 21, about what's really happening in America. And believe me, it's simply part of a worldwide program being implemented by these evil people who run our country to transform the world. Deborah, pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Absolutely. What we're facing here in California is the privatization of California's water supply. We are here in Northern California, and right now, as we speak, in Sacramento, California, they are drafting up plans for groundwater management monitoring of all private, rural, residential wells. They claim that the private, rural, residential wells are greater users and drawdown on the aquifer than even agriculture. Now, I want to read you this because this is critical. This is going to happen in every state across the United States and globally. The globalists right now are focusing on privatization of all water globally. And this was for immediate release, January 26th of 2012, out of Davos, Switzerland. January 26th of 2012, the water industry will privately review its newest strategy for driving public water resources into private hands at the World Economic Forum, a partnership quietly launched in October of 2011 with funding from the World Bank, Coca-Cola, Veolia, which is Rothschild, will report on progress towards its stated mission to transform the water sector by establishing new approaches for water governance. That puts the private sector in the driver's seat in water management. Calling itself Water Resources Group and headed by Nestle, the corporation has already targeted countries like Mexico, Jordan, India, South Africa, to shape and test governance processes.
But of course, basically, you have to understand that Nestle is part of this 100 corporations that more or less runs the world, controlled by this little group of people who is only very wealthy people, and they want to establish a new ruling hierarchy that will control literally everything going on in the world today. It's difficult for people to believe that this could be true. And yet, of course, they control, as I say, the major banks. They control six banks. They control 67% of the assets of America. And the major corporations like Nestle's that are using their position to dominate the world.
Yeah, the world is tremendous. valued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Deborah Tavares, and Deborah's talking about this worldwide plan, certainly in large part, certainly headed by Nestle's corporation. And who is Nestle's? Nestle's is part of the 100 corporations owned by this little clique I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they want to regulate the water through the world, because if they can regulate the water, they can control the people. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. We have on our site, stopthecrime.net, we filmed a recent meeting here in Northern California, and you can find it on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, and it's entitled Water Wars, Stealing California's Water Caught on Camera. I would recommend that everybody watch it. We moved the questions from the audience to the beginning. It was at the end where they actually had the questions. Very important for everyone to hear these questions, because what we discovered during the meeting is that California has partnered with Bechtel, B-E-C-H-T-E-L. If you type in Bolivia and Bechtel, you will find that Bechtel is also a Bilderberg corporation, one of the major corporations, stealing the water from Bolivia. There were water wars on the streets in Bolivia. Bechtel came in and attempted to privatize the water there. They went out to many of the farmers and rural areas and literally welded the wells shut. And many of the farmers were unable to access their water and were literally forced off their land. That is what this is. This is moving people from a rural land. And Dr. Stan, you know, in the past we've talked about the climate action plan that are sweeping the nation. These are policies by executive order, through the White House. And what I can say about that is they're all in lockstep. They're the same. The climate action plans are stating that if you live outside of the city growth boundary, which would be the country property, you are considered to be living in sprawl, and it is unsustainable because you must reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, and it's too high of greenhouse gas emissions. If you are living outside of a city and not living within a lifestyle where you work right below where you live and you can catch a bus or ride your bike. So this is what is occurring right now. I liken this to the Hunger Games. But what I wanted to point out is what's happening here in Northern California, in Mount Shasta, which is known for its water and its pristine location. Nestle had attempted to go in there and set up a bottling manufacturing company a number of years ago, and they were not successful. Well, right now, Crystal Geyser has acquired land and is getting an environmental impact study, which they will be able to get, and they will start bottling up water when they're telling us to conserve water here in California because of the drought. Now, keep in mind, Nestle is on the shores of the Great Lakes, and Nestle has been stealing water out of the Great Lakes. They have been caught with a pipe coming from the Great Lakes to their bottling facility. Not only is the Great Lakes water being stolen by Nestle, but it's also being sold to China. So you can type in your search engine, the Great Lakes water being sold to China, and I think many of you will be absolutely shocked. And I can say to you that right now, again, the water is on the chopping block everywhere in this country and globally. So for any of you that have wells, you need to start locking up your wells, just like we started locking up our analog meters to prevent the smart meters from being deployed. We absolutely cannot consent. Our consenting to these lawless corporate statutes that have been created is our enslavement, and it's going to increase because this lawlessness is increasing through the corporate structure. And what is so important to understand is that we have executive orders that are literally coming through the White House. And before I've got a list of a few executive orders that I'm going to read, but before I read these, it's important to understand how the ability was granted to the president to create the executive orders in the first place. And Senate Report 93549 informs us that due to the annually extended national state of emergency that the United States has been in since 1933, the Constitution and the rule of law has been suspended. So since 1933, the rule of law and the Constitution has been suspended.
Well, basically, don't they renew that legislation every year?
Every single year, it's renewed.
And the thing is, the American people are never told these things. There's a small group of people who run things, and because they control the media, why they can continue to take anything away from the American people, and this is one of the things that they conceal, the fact that their executive order has effectively suspended our constitutional guarantees of freedom. It's renewed every year, and why is that never mentioned by the media? Because they don't want you to know. Go right ahead.
And we were not taught this in school either, Dr. Stan. I know many people are alarmed by the new Common Core curriculum that's being implemented nationwide. In fact, it is a global curriculum. And I have a lot to say about that because I've recently received information that's quite startling about the Common Core curriculum and the fact that they're teaching sex ed to kindergartners. This is all for shock through sex, and this is trauma-based brainwashing and mind control and manipulation. And I'll get into that more in a moment, but I wanted to go through a couple of these executive orders. And because we are in an annually extended national state of emergency, all forms of government literally do not exist except for the executive branch via executive orders. So therefore, the federal and state governments are not real. And they're all privately owned corporations that are being called governments. They're not. The judges are privately employed administrators called judges, and the law has been nothing more than corporate regulations called statutes. This is extremely, extremely important. We have a YouTube up on stopthecrime.net. In fact, you can type it into your search engine. Who's running America? We did an emergency town hall meeting up here in Northern California to talk about the corporate structure that exists in our cities right now. We are being literally mowed over by a freight train of corporate statutes, and it's important to understand this is one of our biggest threats because this is the ultimate illusion. Because under this corporate construct, we face extinction. Because when you look at the corporate charters, there's no mention of life. It is void of life. It's anti-life, anti-moral, anti-ethics. It's run by sociopaths and secret societies. And we are in grave danger. We have a very parasitic, predatory, dangerous system that is coming down upon us. So for everyone that is listening, the most important thing you can do is, number one, become educated. Go to stopthecrime.net, go to the USA Inc. link, and read the Senate Report 93549, the Clearfield document, which clearly states that when we were no longer under a sovereign currency, this would be back in 1913, literally, we were no longer a sovereign nation because we've been under a corporate currency since 1913. But then you'll learn more about what occurred in 1933. There are many documents. I would spend time there because that really is one of the foundational concepts that everybody must understand.
And how do people once again get to your website, Deborah?
They go to stopthecrime.net.
Stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. Go ahead.
Yes, and so to the fact that we are now a country, a de facto government that has been posing as a legitimate government, and it's not. That's the most important thing to understand, because the system is, as I said, extremely predatory, and I'm going to go over some of that in a moment, Dr. Stan, because I want to talk about frequencies and what's happening to people as a result of the frequencies. But some of the executive orders, Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. They've already done that. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, or vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways. Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. And that is what is happening right now. They are seizing our food supply. And they're doing it in many ways, not only because of the weaponized weather weapon that is absolutely having disastrous effects on our food supply.
And what you're suggesting is that basically they're able to actually create chemtrails, and with the use of HAARP and weather manipulation, they're actually able to alter the weather across America. And that they're doing that not only in America, but throughout the world. Is that what you're suggesting, Deborah?
Well, that's exactly what I am saying. As a matter of fact, the weather is completely weaponized. And here in California, they have teamed up with the perpetrators over the drought issue. NASA is involved in weather weapons, as well as the Scripps Institute and NOAA. And that's who we have partnered with in California to assist us with implementing drought procedures.
Deborah, have you seen this latest article in Foreign Affairs magazine suddenly talking about chemtrails and weather modification? I haven't had a chance to read it, but I've been told that even Foreign Affairs is admitting that suddenly there are means of modifying the weather. And ladies and gentlemen, if they have a means of modifying, they are modifying it. And look what's happening in America, all across the world. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication, pardon me, the Radio Liberty Network. Suddenly our guest is Deborah Tavares, and she's simply been talking about the executive orders, and most people are going to say, well, I've never heard of them, but the trouble is that they are real, they're on the books, and people say, but they have not imposed those. No, but all they need to do is declare a national emergency, and suddenly freedom, as we've known it in America, will be legally simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. I would refer everyone to a YouTube entitled Torn from the Land. Also, Psychiatry, an Industry of Death.
Now, where can people get these DVDs?
They can just go on to YouTube and type in Torn from the Land.
Torn from the Land.
And... yes. And then also Psychiatry, an industry of death.
Psychiatry, an industry of death. Go ahead.
Yes. And also for any of you that want any of the documents that you hear me speaking about, and you're not able to download these for free, because all the documents are free, when a free download from StopTheCrime.net, you can call a print shop that can mail you at, for the cost of postage and shipping only, by calling area code 707-586-9558, again, 707-586-9558, and they can send you the DVDs that I've mentioned as well. But what I would really like to underscore is the moment that we find ourselves in, the 21st century, with speed of light, a weapon system. It is a silent weapon system, and the end goal is to control our minds. This is mass mind control.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're watching everything you do. Certainly, they're listening to all your telephone conversations. They're tracking your car. Certainly, they have vehicles by which they can get into your home and put in all sorts of vehicles by which they can track everything the average individual is doing, not only in America, but all throughout the world. The miracle of electronics. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right. We've been tricked and fooled by the electronics. They have Trojan backdoors built into all of them. This has always been for surveillance. In fact, the entire Star Wars system with all the satellites is part of the massive spy and surveillance grid, tracking every living thing on the face of the planet.
And, of course, they're telling us, well, we have to have that to protect you from these terrible terrorists. But, unfortunately, we are financing the terrorists. We finance the terrorist movement going back to the 1980s. And if you doubt that, certainly you go to our website or Deborah's website. But certainly Al-Qaeda, we financed Al-Qaeda. We financed the Muslim Brotherhood. We're financing the movement throughout the world today. We're financing both sides in Iraq. And until you understand this is all phony, they create the terrorist movement, and then they say, oh, my goodness, boy, we've got to somebody spy on everything people do to protect them from those wicked terrorists who want to take away their freedom. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, that is correct, Dr. Stan. And now we find that we are also identified as the terrorist. And these weapons systems that have been developed, we are now finding that we are in the crosshairs. And I'm going to get more specific about what I mean about that. People need to realize the urgency and understand the technologies and the many systems that have been weaponized and have been put in place to degrade the human system, to jam our immune and recovery capabilities and reduce the population and completely control human life and all other life on the planet. It's very, very important to understand that we've been assaulted with designer diseases such as Lyme disease, ADHD. There's a host of designer diseases, all weaponized diseases, and they've used frequencies from all the wireless communication devices that we are now addicted to. These are weaponized frequencies. Wi-Fi is one of the most dangerous frequencies. That's what Barry Trower tells us. You can look at the YouTube, The Cooking of Humanity. It's an interview that we did with Barry Trower. Again, that's entitled The Cooking of Humanity. That's the YouTube. These are our speed of light weapons, and they're using the environment, the water, the air, the food supply, the vaccines. They've all been used to alter life and create all of these diseases, and they are genetically altering our cells and our genes and overriding our immune systems, which do not recognize these assaults. We're in serious danger. This is slow destruction of life.
And, because Deborah, most people would say that sounds crazy. Why would anybody in their right mind want to do something like that? And the answer is, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who've given themselves over to the dark side, who really believe we would be far better off with, say, 90% less people. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and look up the Georgia Guidestones. Georgia Guidestones, put my name along with it. You'll find there really are people who want to eliminate over 90% of the world population, and they're very sincere.
Hi, this is Sarah, the host of the Now Network. why so many people agree that miracle food soap really is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, our guest is Deborah Tavares. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Deborah, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Deborah has accumulated one of the finest sources of information so you can begin to understand the subversive movement and how it ties into this small group of people who control both of our political parties. Now, before we go on, Deborah, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website. And then if you are out there in the listening audience and you do have a question for Deborah, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. How can people get to your website, get your information?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. Go to stopthecrime.net. On the homepage, you will find a quick link section where you can click on Hot Radio Show Documents. We have posted some of the directed energy weapons military documents on that link. I would certainly urge everybody to get a hold of that link. You can, again, request downloads of these documents or download them for free from our website. It's imperative for everyone to understand we are in a new battlefield here in America now. It's a battlefield of where we are all the enemy. There are no hiding places. It is directed energy weapons at the speed of light. And I can say to you that we will not be seeing the results of explosives that we have seen in the past on battlefields. This is a new type of casualty. What we will start hearing more of is people saying that they're feeling burning sensations at night, or they're not able to sleep well, they're more agitated, they'll have increased bouts with anger, even suicidal thoughts. Many people will start hearing voices in their head. This is all part of the new technology. It's not so new, actually. It's been ongoing for many years, for decades, actually. And there are hundreds of thousands of people globally that were first experimented on. Experimentation is now over. These weapons are now aiming at every single one of us. And I'm not overstating this because we have had increased frequencies in the United States now incrementally for a very, very long time. I urge everyone to listen to the YouTube, again, The Cooking of Humanity. It references a White House government document that we found showing how they are intending to amplify and have already amplified the frequencies over the United States. The telecom industry is part of the Department of Defense. They have strategically located cell phone towers and antennas, positioned the right distances for absolute mind control. It works in conjunction with the satellites and the chemtrails. The GWEN towers, G-W-E-N towers, are something that has also been established since the mid-90s. These are also strategically placed. They go across the country. They have a range of about 250 miles, so they're positioned about that distance apart, going across the country. Again, this is for mind control. I would reference everyone go and watch Jesse Ventura's segment on the brain invaders to understand how these frequencies are targeting individuals and the extent of mind manipulation. This is torture at its utmost.
And I think it's important for people to understand that they keep creating all of these issues all over there in Iraq and over there in Syria and over there in the Crimea and over there in Libya and India and Egypt and Tunisia, and these are all diversions. It's so you won't understand that the real battle is being fought here at home for the heart and soul and mind of the not only the American people, but everyone in the world, and they really do. If you don't believe they intend to suddenly destroy the lives of over 90% of the world population, just go to Elberton, Georgia, and visit the Georgia Guidestones, or I've been there. You can see the pictures on my website. The Georgia Guidestones, they tell you exactly what they want. It's so preposterous, most people will say it couldn't be true, but it is. Our number, if you have a question or comment for Deborah, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Deborah, go right ahead.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. These directed energy weapons are remote manipulation of the human brain. And the United States and other countries have an arsenal of electromagnetic and informational weapons that are used to manipulate our minds, and they're targeting individuals and now large populations. These are part of a weapon system for the New World Order. The U.S. military, of course, possesses all of these sophisticated arsenals for psychotronic weapons, which can be used for both domestic, which they are, and internationally, which they are. For example, in the Iraq war, when we saw the Iraqis surrender quickly at the beginning of the war, siege, they were surrendering because we were using microwave pulse beamed weaponry on them, and they were being burned. So I can say to you that this is now happening to many people now in the United States. If they are whistleblowers or if they're outspoken, these people can be targeted. And again, this is torture. This is absolute mind control torture weapon. And again, this is the 21st century warfare theater of operations at the speed of light. And they're using, as I've said, directed energy weapons, airborne lasers, high power microwaves. They're using ELF, extremely low frequencies, and very low frequencies from cell phone towers. Your cell phones that you're carrying with you are also weaponized, as well as all the Wi-Fi. Some of the suggestions are is to eliminate any wireless devices that you have in your home.
Okay, well, let's quickly go to Bruce, who's calling us from Spokane. John, who's calling us from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I was wanting to ask the lady you're interviewing, all the executive orders that have been issued over the past 50 or 60 years, has each succeeding president would have to sign on to the executive orders that have already been issued from past presidents?
All right. Did you get the question, Deborah?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yes, the executive orders have accumulated, and each and every single president extends on an annual basis the national state of emergency that the United States has been in, as I said earlier, since 1933. And that allows for all decisions, corporate decisions, to come from the executive branch via executive orders. And what you can do is you can type in executive orders, do a search, executive orders, and you can type in how many are there. And you can just start reading through them. We have a de facto government. These executive orders are absolutely unconstitutional. They are lawless, and we must not consent. In fact, at this moment, I want to reference a book. Everyone should read and download it from stompthecrime.net, and this would be a good one for you to read about your question with executive orders as well. It's entitled The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America by retired Judge Dale. Do not let this title fool you. This is an explosive book outlining the history that we have been denied in school. Again, it's entitled The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America by Judge Dale. Did I answer your question?
Does that answer your question, John? Okay. Go ahead.
I could barely hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, basically, suddenly she agrees that every president has gone along with that, okay?
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Okay, and so basically, thank you very much for your call. And she has suggested that you read a book. Once again, the title of that book, Deborah?
Can you hear me, John? It's entitled The Great American Adventure. Secrets of America.
The Great American Adventures, The Secrets of America. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Bruce calling from Durham, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Question or comment?
Yeah. Deborah is a treasure. I don't know where you dig up all this information, but you are really a treasure. God bless you for all this information. I mean, you're one of the top three, I think, for just plain raw data on what's going on. Now, here's my question. Is there a way to resist psychotronic weapons, or are there natural resistances to them? Like, say, are certain races more liable to be subject to these things,
yes,
one sex or another? Are
yes, they have
ages?
Ethnic specific weapon systems. Also, the kind of food that you eat will allow your mind to become more pliable. If you are vaccinated, the poisons, the toxins, and viruses in the vaccine can and are becoming activated by various degrees of frequency. They've planned it quite well. What we must do is have a very healthy diet. We must try to live without wireless communication devices as best possible. And as far as shielding goes, there are a few shielding recommendations that I am posting and will have a growing list on the solutions page of stopthecrime.net. I just interviewed a large group today that are helping targeted individuals, and I can tell you that there are not, sadly, many ways in which to shield yourself. But there are some things, how you can send back the transient frequencies that are coming in on your house wires and the like. In fact, I will be doing an interview in the next couple of days with a physicist, a whistleblower, that is going to go over some of the shielding techniques, because we're all going to need to know them if we plan to survive. But most immediately, go to the solutions page on StopTheCrime.net and take a good, thorough look at what we're recommending at this point. Because what we do know, in order to survive, we're going to have to implement things that we have not had to do in the past. And absolutely, clean water is essential. Clean food is essential. Eat out as little as possible. Do most of your cooking at home. Eat raw and as wherever possible. And be very careful of a variety of food supplies, because they have been laced with toxins and poisons. In fact, in the Aquarius operations briefing on the front page of StopTheCrime.net, they tell us how they have poisoned the population for many decades. And with the poisoning of the air, water, and food supply, that will then allow the frequencies to interact with our brains, and they will be able to create assassins within our society. Just any good and decent person can be conscripted and be mind controlled, including controlling their thoughts.
And if you don't believe that, actually, I have a 4-tape set with professional assassins. It's called Deadly Assassins. You can order it by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview government-paid assassins, people who are paid to kill people. Hey, we'll have more. We'll have her on. I said to Deborah on again real soon. Bruce, thanks very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
And let's go to Bill, who's calling from Yakima, Washington. Hi, Bill, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, I really appreciate the information and everything like that. And I was going to ask your guest, which is so knowledgeable, can you tell me, do you think that a lot of what's going on right now is, I've noticed there's an explosion of autoimmune diseases. I talk to so many people, including myself, that have got either thyroid issues or all kinds of other autoimmune diseases.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's possible that that could be part of it?
It's not only possible, that is what is happening. These weapon systems are degrading our immune systems. We are not able to fend off what we were able to fend off decades and decades ago. We're under massive chemical, biological, psychological, frequency warfare systems right now. And this is an attack on all humans and all life on the planet. So that's why you may have heard me talking to the prior caller about ways in which we will be increasing some of the shielding techniques. I heard my answer to the last caller, but it is. This is an assault upon our immune system, and that is exactly what they're doing. This is for plausible deniability. This enriches the corporate bottom line of Big Pharma. Remember, the corporations control it all, and they are only interested in their corporate bottom line, and certainly they want to reduce the population on the planet, and they are. When you read the Iron Mountain Report, which came out in 1966, you learn that they were designing a way in which to incrementally kill off portions of the population on an annual basis. And also in the New World Order Exposed document, NWO Exposed, 1969, by an insider, again, a free download off of the resource document tab of StopTheCrime.net. But what I really want to point out in answering your question in a little more detail would be for everyone that's listening, and you as well, with your call, which was an excellent call, go to StopTheCrime.net. Go down to the quick links section on the homepage. Click on Radio Show Hot Topic and take a look at the list of military documents we have posted. Start reading some of these. You're going to find the 21st century warfare documents. You're going to find non-lethal weapon documents. You need to understand the amount of doublespeak that we have been sold. They say non-lethal but deadly. And right now, they're now calling climate change. They started out with global warming. Then they said climate change. Now they're saying climate disruption. This is a word game. This is absolutely doublespeak. In fact, there's an excellent book by William Lutz, L-U-T-Z, on doublespeak. Between the doublespeak and the technologies through the RAND Corporation on the Delphi technique, we have absolutely been taken down because we haven't understood the systems and the fact that we're a corporate system.
And I think it's so important, Bill, that we understand the enemy is not in Syria. The enemy is not in Iraq. The enemy is not in the Crimea. And suddenly this is all diversions, a diversion so we won't see what's happening here at home. There's a subversive element that controls both political parties, the media, and the banking system. And they're utilizing this vast amount of wealth to bring about a one-world government using our financial and our military forces. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. We'll be back in just a moment. Hang on, Deborah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Now we must learn to protect our minds.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Deborah Tavares. We're out of time, Deborah. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Okay, well, fine. That was Deborah Tavares. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we recommend you go to her website, just dropthecrime.net. Begin to pull us down. Understand there really is an effort to divert us to what's going on overseas, whereas there's an organized effort to destroy the immune system of the people here, autoimmune system, and, of course, to destroy the infrastructure of our society. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And unfortunately, most of our conservatives, commentators, are not getting the information out. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us financially so we can maintain our network of stations across America, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And you can understand that there really is a subversive group, a small group of people, very wealthy people, who control both political parties, who certainly make mockery of our electoral process, who certainly control the six major banks that control 67% of our finances, most of the major 100 corporations. Certainly they control the six major media outlets, that's Bertelsmann, AOL, Time Warner, Viacom, Disney, Murdoch, and certainly Comcast, and they control about 90% of the media outlets and largely determine what the American people hear, read, and see. And as a result, most people really don't understand that the other side is working full-time to destroy this nation. But they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's the reason they haven't destroyed us already. They certainly want to use our financial and our military. Why do you think we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do you think we have an embassy in Baghdad with well over 10,000, probably closer to 20,000 people in it, along with all sorts of military contractors? Everything is staged, ladies and gentlemen. The embassy certainly in Baghdad is not defending the United States. The troops we have permanently stationed in Japan and in Germany and South Korea are not defending the United States. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And so what we need is for you to get involved. Number one, you'd have to start talking to people and let them understand that everything going on is being staged and manipulated and that we've already been taken over. It's not a matter if they're going to take over. They've already taken over. And then, of course, you need to be sure that we will have valid local voting because so many of the voting machines, every electronic voting machine can be rigged. And then, of course, we want you to get involved locally. If we're going to take America back, you're going to have to be involved every single day, and you're going to have to start getting involved. The other side is working 24 hours a day. Do you think that you can go and vote occasionally or talk occasionally about what's going on and have any hope of survival? So basically what you have to do is get involved in your local political process and support those who believe in the Constitution. Point out certainly the reason America is different is because we have a Constitution that limits the power of government, and almost everything going on today at the national level certainly is unconstitutional. That there's an organized effort to centralize power in Washington, D.C., whereas, of course, the people who founded America limited the power of government because that was the only way that men could be free. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. But please remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We do need your financial help. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then please pray. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men.
Land that I love, stand beside.
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who at one time was the senior editor of the New American Magazine, who's worked for Republic Magazine, who certainly is done extensive research. He's a prolific writer. But he writes our newsletter. He writes frequently for other key people in the conservative movement. William Grigg, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's always a privilege to be with you, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, tell us what is going on and what we're going to be talking about tonight.
We're in such a target-rich environment right now for awfulness. It's really difficult to know where to begin. We've got the commissioner of the IRS insistently admitting to Congress that evidence relevant to an investigation into misconduct by his agency has not only been misplaced but destroyed. And he insisted no apology is necessary. The very least you could do, of course, if you're maintaining the pretense that you have any respect for the rule of law, is to apologize when you destroy evidence. But they won't even go so far as to apologize. They won't even recognize that measure of accountability to Congress. That's something that, of course, is a subject that we could discuss for hours. We'd never run out of justifiable occasions for outrage. We see that the United States is about to get back involved in the Mesopotamia morass in Iraq because Al-Qaeda-connected groups that have been diligently cultivated by Washington have started to seize control of key cities. The Sunni radicals, of course, are connected to the people the United States government supported in Libya and has been funding Syria.
I think it's so vitally important that people understand. We finance both sides. We finance the Al-Qaeda. We finance the anti-Al-Qaeda in Iraq today. We're funding the Shia Muslims. We're funding their militia. And we're funding the governments. We're funding the Sunni militants, we're funding the Shia militants, we're funding both sides. And why did we do that? Why? So we can have turmoil there, so we can keep any stability from coming. What we ought to do is pull out completely, close down our embassy, and bring our people home. But that's not going to happen because, of course, the real purpose of everything going on is to utilize the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world dictatorship under the control of this small group of people who controls both political parties here. Go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. It's been the history of the United States government to cultivate the worst elements on every side of every conflict on the assumption that we are properly involved in every conflict on the face of the planet. This has been the policy of the United States now for decades, going back, as you point out, Dr. Stan, to the 1920s, 1930s. When our good friends, the banking combine, did what they could to bring about the putsch in Russia that led to the Soviet government, and then during the ensuing decades, they lent their material support to the movement that coalesced around Adolf Hitler. So you have National Socialism and International Socialism being diligently nurtured, husbanded by these elites in Washington. And that's been the model since that time. And in Iraq, you point out, Dr. Stan, that you have a Shiite government that is aligned with Iran, an Islamic constitution, sort of an attenuated version of Sharia law, that was imposed upon that formerly largely secular country by the United States during the occupation. And predictably enough, because you have a Shiite government in Iraq that doesn't like the Sunni government, doesn't like the Sunni population because it had been in charge until 2003, they start browbeating and berating and oppressing the Sunnis. They hold them, of course, they engender a reaction that is entirely predictable.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
And some out gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest, William Grigg. And William Grigg was just saying that there's several pieces in the New York Times recently hitting as to the advantages of a war in that part of the world. Go right ahead, William, would you develop that idea?
Just more in general. There was a piece just last week talking about the idea that we would be economically blessed if we reinvigorated the war economy. And it was a lamentation of the diminishing returns for people in the military-industrial complex that we witnessed as we saw the prospect of something akin to peace tantalizingly distant on the horizon. Of course, we were relieved of that prospect by what's happening in Iraq right now. And you have a whole retinue of neocons now who are consistently wrong but never in doubt. They've made an encore. They've been on Fox and on CNN, on the Sunday morning program, talking about how foolish we supposedly were to withdraw from Iraq. We never did. There have been thousands of people left behind who are soldiers and everything but named the mercenaries. They're so-called private contractors. And the military assets of the region have been pulled over the horizon, but they're there for the purpose of intervening once again. There have been a lot of recriminations heaped on Barack Obama by the likes of Dick Cheney, who, if he were burdened with a conscience or so much as a particle of ironic self-perception, would never speak again in public on any subject whatsoever. That he's been talking about how foolish we supposedly were for leaving Iraq, as he described it, without a status of forces agreement that would allow the United States government to garrison troops there in perpetuity and to be immune from prosecution under Iraqi law. That apparently was the deal breaker with Maliki, was the fact that he wasn't willing to sign off on complete impunity for U.S. troops who will be occupying that country. That's been a sore spot, incidentally, in a number of countries that have been somewhat favorable toward the United States. There was an episode about 20 years ago, and I believe it was Aviano, Italy, where a hot-dogging U.S. pilot cut a cable on a ski resort and caused a gondola to fall several thousand feet. People were killed. And apparently the Italian authorities weren't able to hold him civilly or criminally liable for manslaughter or homicide. And then in Okinawa, which if you talk to an Okinawan, shouldn't be considered part of Japan. There's some really interesting ethnic tension history there. But in Okinawa, for the last several decades, there's been this string of incidents where American troops have been behaving like soldiers traditionally. It's not because they're not particularly or especially depraved because they're American. This is something that's part of military culture, where they've been raping, abusing, or otherwise mistreating young women in Okinawa, and they're not subject to local discipline, not subject to the jurisdiction of local laws. That's a huge controversy in Okinawa. The first person who brought that to my attention, I should point out, is a fellow by the name of Christopher Check, who is a commissioned officer in the Marine Corps and also a very serious Christian scholar with the Rockman Institute. And he thought that this was an intolerable state of affairs because he's a man of honor and a Christian patriot. And he thought that it was a reproach to our country that this sort of conduct was going unpunished. That's the sort of thing that I think has stuck in the teeth of a number of countries that are much firmer allies than the Iraqi government has ever been. And the idea that we would have these United States military personnel or mercenaries staying in that country and essentially be immune to prosecution under Iraqi law was what caused the status of forces negotiation to break down. Something similar has happened in Afghanistan as well. But what was going on in the New York Times, Dr. Stan, to bring it back to the question that began this segment, is that there have been two articles in the last month or so that have been promoting the idea that war, although horrible and bloody and tragic, is profitable, and that it's one of the main engines of the American economy. And they saw this as something that's commendable and worthwhile rather than something that's thoroughly lamentable. This was never supposed to be a militarized society. This was supposed to be a commercial republic with a military suitable to that mission in the world. We were supposed to maintain a navy under the constitutional scheme. And a navy, of course, would provide for security on the borders of the United States. This is a country that has sea borders that are quite extensive. Even then, when we had most of our states clinging to the eastern seaboard, that's still a large amount of territory that had to be defended. And then the army was never supposed to be a perpetual standing institution. It to be brought up every 2 years for reauthorization by Congress, and Congress was supposed to be in charge of establishing regulations for the military. The president was supposed to be the commander-in-chief of the military in the sense that when the military was called into the service of the United States, he would preside over all of the military officials, so he had civilian control. But what's happened since the end of World War II is that we never had a reversion to normalcy. We never reverted to form as a commercial republic. And that, in large measure, is because of the way that things were engineered back in 1913, where you had a central bank set up for the purpose of generating a debt-based currency to fuel and underwrite the ambitions of empire so as to change us permanently. And I don't know if there's any way to step back or walk away from this when so brazenly in the New York Times and other media outlets, you have these people thumping the tub not only for war, but also acting as undisguised boosters on behalf of war socialism or war corporatism, corporate socialism that would be focused on the military sector. And when I read that piece a week ago, my first reaction was to reflect on this document called the Report from Iron Mountain, which was made available about 40 years ago, that was described as the transcript of secretive meetings by an elitist group at Iron Mountain, which is a place that actually exists, where they talked about all these different surrogates or alternative paths for organizing society on a war footing if we were deprived of the prospect of war as the organizing principle of American society. They were talking about the idea of generating concern over the degradation of the environment. They were talking about scenarios involving economic collapse. And one of the zanier things that was discussed here was the idea that humanity would unite in the face of an alien invasion of extraterrestrial intelligent beings from another planet who are not benign in their intentions. That's been the standard trope in science fiction since, let me think, Wells broadcast of the War of the Worlds 80 years ago almost, if I'm not mistaken. But the report from Iron Mountain has been discussed and described variously as a hoax or as a satire, and at least one of the people allegedly involved in that said that it was genuine, that this is a document that actually represents an actual set of deliberations by highly placed people. We're talking the sort of folks that would be in the Trilateral Commission or attend the Bilderberg conferences. I don't know whether or not that's genuine, but it certainly would explain a great deal when you would have in the New York Times these unbuttoned valentines to the military-industrial complex and these lamentations about the prospect the United States may revert to something akin to a peacetime footing. And that prospect, as I mentioned, was obviated by what's going on now in Iraq, where Barack Obama, on the one hand, is saying there'll be no boots on the ground except for maybe 600 boots, that is to say, the two boots that will belong to 300 or so troops that would be sent in as advisors. And he's also talking about the idea of getting rid of al-Maliki as a completely unsuitable leader. And I find myself reflecting on what happened in 1961 and 1962 when under John F. Kennedy, advisors were sent into Southeast Asia, and suddenly we saw the assassination of the leader of the Republic of Vietnam under very mysterious circumstances that are pretty much suggestive that he was disposed of by the CIA, replaced by somebody who was seen as being more ductile and more suitable to the interests of the United States government. And that was the overture to a very lengthy engagement in Vietnam that ended ignominiously after losing the lives of several tens of thousands of Americans, and probably about 2 million Vietnamese on both sides of the border there. And this is a war, really, if you take a look at the way that it has actually been waged, this is a war that has lasted over two decades. This is a war that actually began in 1990 when Abram Glassby Albin invited Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait. And as far as I can tell, Iraq had a legitimate beef with Kuwait. It shouldn't have been adjudicated by military force and aggression, but I do think that they had a legitimate beef with Kuwait because there was some concern over what they called slant drilling. Kuwait, before the Sykes-Picot Agreement, had been part of the same entity as Iraq. These are all artificial nations created by our good friends in the inquiry after World War I, when these people literally spread out a map of the world and with the stub of a pencil arbitrarily divided up these principalities, these large political entities, not only in the Middle East, but in the Balkans, Central Europe as well, just divided them up and assigned people into countries that didn't make any sense ethnographically or linguistically or otherwise. But Abram Glassby Albin invited Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait, thereby engendering a crisis that has now occupied our attention for 24 years.
And I should point out, Abram Glassby was the American ambassador to Kuwait. And she, for all intents and purposes, told Saddam Hussein to go ahead and invade the country. As soon as he did, then, of course, that was utilized to justify America going to war with Iraq. And basically everything going on over there is manipulated. And you must understand that we've had 20 years of unrest in that area. And it's going to continue, basically. What we need to do is get out completely and allow Iraq Sunni to be divided into three parts, one Kurdish, one Iraqi, and Sunni, and the other a Shia. And that is the only way we're ever going to have permanent peace. We go right ahead.
Well, as permanent as peace can be in that part of the world, or as permanent as peace can be anywhere where sinful people aspire for power, at least it would be a less traded situation you see right now. Strangely enough, Dr. Stan, the idea of partition was something was being discussed 7 or 8 years ago by somebody for whom I have no other measurable reason to respect, and that's then Senator Joe Biden. He was one of the few people who said we'd be far better off if we would allow the natural partition here of Iraq into those three constituent elements you're talking about. And there is a de facto partition where the Kurds have been especially favored after they were slaughtered by Saddam over the last 20 some odd years. But you're right, Dr. Stan. We have to disengage entirely from Iraq and entirely from the region, but there are too many people who profit too much from conflict to allow that to happen.
And I fear that there are also spiritual forces working there that are suddenly interrupting the normal and logical sequence of political events. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, William Grigg, right here at Radio Liberty. Mm-hmm.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is William Grieg, and we're recently discussing the background of so much what's going on in the world today. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, the major threat to freedom is not what's going on in Somalia or what's going on certainly in Syria or what's going on in Iraq. The major threat to freedom is the fact that this small group controls both political parties in the United States and is centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., creating artificial crises, and then hopefully down the line is going to have a mass limitation of the population of this country under one guise or another, whether it'll be war or disease, I don't know. we're on the edge of something major, and the fact that most people have never even heard of what I call the Brotherhood, or the fact that they control both political parties here, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. William, pick up the story.
One of the reasons I bring up Somalia here, first of all, is the fact that you had April Glaspie as sort of the high point in area conflict here. And secondly, that you had a situation where for 8 years or so after the UN was chased out of Somalia, where the Somali people were actually organizing a society without outside interference, Somalia is often shaken in our face as an example of what happens when people who want limited government have their way. You criticize overreach by government. And say, well, maybe you want to live in Somalia where they have no government. Well, that's not quite true. For about 8 years, they had a government, but it wasn't a political government. They had a government similar to what you read about in the Old Testament. It was organized along the lines of patriarchal leadership of the clan. And you had a religious court system that adjudicated disputes. And once the United States and the other governments had left it to their own devices, the Somalis started to wire their country from the internet. They started building banking institutions. Capital was available to start rebuilding roads, businesses. You had people who were trying to take advantage of that situation by stealing and defrauding people. They were hauled before tribal courts and punished. They were punished in ways that we might consider barbarous, but it's their country. It's their custom. Leave them alone to their own devices. And it was in the early years of the 21st century, 2003, 2004, that the Bush administration invited the Ethiopian government to invade and take over Somalia in order to uproot their growing Islamic court union. And this is treated as an enemy of the United States. There's no reason why they should have been considered an enemy of the United States at the time, but they are now. You have al-Shabaab and some other people in that country that are fighting to liberate their country from the Ethiopian-imposed U.S.-backed government. They didn't want. And so just within the last couple of days, in the context of the crisis in Iraq once again, you have the Obama administration saying, first of all, the president does not need authorization from Congress to do whatever he sees fit in Iraq to deal with the ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, this Sunni movement, this militant Sunni movement that's broadly connected to al-Qaeda. If he wants to launch airstrikes, he supposedly has the authority to do so under the 2002 authorization of the use of force in Iraq. If he wants to send troops in, he's authorized to do that, supposedly by the same measure. But John Ernest, a spokes liar for the White House, was asked about the limits, if any, on the options that the White House is discussing. And he responded at the press conference just today, I believe, that there are no limits on what the president can order. He would not be limited geographically to airstrikes in Iraq against ISIS. Those airstrikes might extend to Syria. He actually talked about the fact that it might take a more regional approach that would include escalating the campaign in Somalia. And Somalia has been the focus of an ongoing sort of low-intensity campaign involving the use of special forces operators and drone strikes. So we've never stopped being at war with Somalia either. What the Bush administration about 10 or 11 years ago decided to involve the United States by way of a surrogate, by way of the proxy of the Ethiopian government in the affairs of that country. One of the things I want to underscore here, Dr. Stan, is that this is the new normal since 1948 for the United States of America. We've not known peace since we got involved in the United Nations in 1945. There's a very good reason for that. By getting involved in the United Nations, the Senate of the United States approved the United Nations Participation Act, which is a standing declaration of war, essentially. It authorizes the President of the United States, working for the UN or through its affiliates and auxiliaries, including NATO, to commit the United States to war at any time the President of the United States considers this to be compatible with their international obligations. So I guess this is sort of a latitudinarian way of coming to a point that we can't emphasize too frequently, and that is that we need to disentangle ourselves from the United Nations and all these other affiliates and purposes of that body, because it has reconfigured the United States in a way that will prevent us from ever again enjoying peace and relative freedom as a commercial republic.
And I think it's so important people understand that there's a small group who control both of our political parties who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. But of course, they can't let the public know. They have to let them think we're having to do with freedom. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is William Grigg. Now, Sydney, we've been talking about, Sydney, what's going on over there in the Middle East, and Sydney, all these various so-called conflicts over there. But what most people do not understand is that most of this is simply a diversion, so we will not understand that America is moving towards a dictatorship where a small group of people controlling both political parties, centralizing power in Washington, D.C., progressively removes freedom from the American people, and of course centralized power in Washington, D.C. All sorts of unconstitutional things, but it doesn't really matter. They control the media, they control the reins of power, they control the military, they control the police, and they largely determine what the future of America is going to be. While our attention is focused on other countries, we are losing our freedom at home. William, go right ahead.
What you're describing, Dr. Stan, of course, are the symptoms of a despotism, a dictatorship, or an oligarchy that's ruling without any restrictions on its power. I often advert to Vladimir Lenin's definition of totalitarianism, but I don't think he used the word totalitarianism. The modern coinage, totalitarianism, was first employed by Benito Mussolini, who was a disciple of Lenin. He was actually looked upon in the early 1920s as Lenin's natural heir. I think that's actually a pretty good description. Lenin defined the scientific concept of dictatorship as power without limit, resting directly on force, absolutely unrestricted by laws. And that describes the people who are running things in Washington right now. The only restriction that they have, I think, is a sense of reluctance to overextend themselves and make themselves blindingly obvious to the American public, which is why there's still a certain incrementalism at work here. But when the President of the United States, as happened several years ago, acting on his own volition without so much as informing Congress, so he engineers a vote in the Arab League to solicit airstrikes against Libya and then gets authorization from the United Nations Security Council to do this, and does that all implicate Congress in that decision, you're dealing with a dictatorship of the precise variety that was prefigured in the United Nations Participation Act back in 1945. One of the reasons why I keep saying that if we want to restore the Republic, we have to get out of the UN. Not because I have an aversion to working with people from other countries. I have no problem with that at all. I think that we'd be very well advised to follow the prescriptions offered by such men as Washington and Jefferson and John Quincy Adams, when they talked about the idea of maintaining cordial relations with every country to the extent that possible and maintaining commercial ties, and not having permanent entangling alliances with any of these countries, let alone some supranational body that is alienated and not organic to any of the countries that are constituents of it. That would describe the United Nations, it would describe affiliates of the UN such as NATO, and it would certainly describe these regional corporatist blocks, such as the proposed free trade area of the Americas, NAFTA, CAFTA, the European Union. They're really dividing the world up into these building blocks of centrally administered corporatist regime. Corporatism, of course, is not free market capitalism. It's corporate socialism. That's a pretty good description of what we see here in the United States. Certainly what we see in the European Union means that description as well. But we have to get out of these arrangements in order to restore some institutional accountability to those who presume to rule us. That's one example of what's happening here. And war is always the prime driver of consolidation of power. And we've been perpetually at war since we got involved in the putative peace organization called the United Nations, which has done nothing to facilitate peace, the great deal to dispel it. And it's not just in military affairs where we've seen the influence, the blind influence of the United Nations at work. The war on drugs is actually something that was begotten by the United Nations back in 1961, which was a very busy year for the people who run the UN. You saw a couple of initiatives that have direct bearing on the war on drugs, the first of which was the Kennedy administration Freedom from War proposal, State Department document 7277. Many of your listeners are probably familiar with it. It was presented by John F. Kennedy in October of 1961 to the UN General Assembly. It was a three-stage program for building up the United Nations' so-called peacekeeping apparatus, what they call the peace force. Those are two words that don't belong together. And over the course of several decades, you'd have the concomitant build-down of independent national military assets and the build-up of the United Nations' so-called peacekeeping machinery. And in stage three, what they call progressive control disarmament, you'd have each of these countries with a unitary, centrally controlled, militarized internal security apparatus, that is to say a national police force that would be a military entity rather than a civilian corps of peace officers. Now, we've not seen that program brought completely to fruition, and it has been changed. It's been altered in the process of implementation. It's evolved, if you will. We do have a standing United Nations military asset called NATO. NATO, I contend, is the enforcement arm of the United Nations. It is the so-called peace force that was envisioned in 7277. With the alleged end of the Cold War in 1989, and I say alleged because I think the whole Cold War was stage managed and choreographed. I think it was bogus in many key respects. There were people who were killed, obviously. Many, many millions of people were killed. But I don't really think that this was a legitimate, genuine conflict on a geopolitical stage. I think this is something more akin to the flower wars of antiquity that the Aztecs arranged, which were basically charades. There were pageants where ally with leaders of tribes they had set out to conquer, and they would induce their leaders through bribes and threats to surrender their armies on the battlefield. And, of course, there wasn't a real war being fought, but there were real people being killed. I think the Cold War was, in some respects, vaguely analogous to that. But at the end of the so-called Cold War, there was no reason to keep NATO in existence if NATO's purpose was to hold back the prospect of Soviet aggression in Europe. But NATO has never found itself in danger of losing its relevance because it's always being used out of field. The first actual use of force by NATO was the 1999 terror bombing in Yugoslavia in order to enforce the decrees of a transnational body that Kosovo become an independent, quote-unquote independent state, which was immediately absorbed by the EU and the United Nations. But that was the first actual use of force through NATO. And then the next use of force by NATO, interestingly enough, was over the skies of the United States following September 11th of 2001, where you had NATO troops, NATO personnel, I should say, manning the AWACS planes that were patrolling the eastern seaboard, the skies over the eastern seaboard of the United States. The first time you really had a use of military assets by NATO inside the United States. This is obviously far afield of the advertised mission of NATO in holding back the Soviets. And NATO has been very active in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a NATO mission, as are many of the other missions being carried out in the Near East and the Northern Africa. And so you have NATO carrying out the role described in the 1777 document. And internally, we're seeing how the military has essentially taken control of the training and equipping of domestic law enforcement agencies here in the United States. That's what the third stage calls for in this Kennedy administration UN-prescribed document, the creation of an internal security force. And the other element that has brought this about is the so-called war on drugs. And that began with the document, once again, that was created in 1961 called the Single Statute on Narcotics, which is the template for the global war on drugs. And over the last couple of years, this has become a matter of some controversy and a great deal of interest here in the United States because we've had two states that decriminalized the recreational use of marijuana. Whether or not you think that's a wise policy, it's certainly within the reserved powers under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution for state governments to decide that they, in exercising their plenary authority regarding the internal affairs of the state, that they would no longer be criminalizing the recreational use of marijuana, which I think is a bad idea, but no worse than the recreational use of alcohol, in my opinion. I use neither of those substances, I hasten to specify. But Washington, Colorado decriminalized marijuana, and they were immediately chastised by the head of the UN counter-narcotics entity because this supposedly undermined their responsibilities under international law as prescribed in that single statute back in 1961. I do not know how anybody who understands the Constitution to any extent could believe that an international body composed of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats could be rebuking the state governments of two states in the United States for undertaking a policy that is clearly within their constitutional authority. But the operative assumption here is that now that we're involved in the UN system, the Constitution is a dead letter. Now, these two measures, 1777, single statute on narcotics, I believe, begat a monster called the war on drugs. And this is the longest running war in American history. In one form or another, prohibition, which is the war on drugs, the war on intoxicating substances, mind-altering substances, has been going on for over 100 years. First, you had alcohol prohibition. It was necessary to change the United States Constitution in order to authorize the United States government to get involved in prohibiting the sale of spirituous liquors and other alcoholic beverages. And then after this was repealed, about in 1933, largely to placate the public because of the Great Depression, many of these people who had been involved in the Prohibition Bureau were transferred laterally within the bureaucracy and got involved in the effort to regulate and criminalize narcotics consumption. We didn't have any laws against narcotics nationally and, for the most part, at the state level during the 19th century and in the early 20th century. This is something that was, I believe, a result of a progressive revolution in this country. Then in 1971, you have the Nixon administration formally declare war on drugs, like 10 years after the single statute that the United Nations had propounded. came online in 1968. Our good friend Darrow Gates at the LAPD was the inventor of the SWAT concept. It was supposed to be used with austere infrequency for the purpose of dealing with bank robberies, hostage situations, urban terrorism, urban guerrilla warfare, extraordinary circumstances involving barricaded suspects, things of that kind.
But I think it's vitally important for people to understand that it was, according to our Constitution, it is not up to the Constitution or central government to regulate drugs.
Yeah.
This is something that should be done at the state and the local level.
Exactly.
And basically, if you want to have legalized drugs, you can. If you don't want to have legalized drugs, you can. But certainly when you certainly give the power to the federal government, you can be sure that power will be misused, and it will be utilized as centralized power in the hands of a small subversive group. And this is really what's happening today. And certainly our plea is certainly I don't use drugs. I'm against the use of all sorts of drugs. But this is not a function of the federal government. And until people understand that they are utilizing that for other purposes, why, very little of what's going on today really makes sense. Go right ahead, William.
And of course, the ombers of this, Dr. Stan, is the same people who are fighting the war on drugs are the world's biggest drug pushers. The CIA has been famously involved in narcotics since its inception. There was a time in the 1950s when they essentially cornered the market on LSD, which was developed by our good friends through the MK Ultra program and used in experimental tests here against unwilling subjects in the United States, including people within the CIA itself. And over in Afghanistan today, you've got, I don't know how many thousands of U.S. troops who are guarding the opium field in Afghanistan.
And I think it's so vitally important for people to understand we are not fighting drugs in Afghanistan. So we are guarding them. Our troops are over there, and they're guarding those. And certainly Afghanistan is certainly the major source of drugs throughout the world, and it is being fully backed by our own intelligence agencies. And they're certainly utilizing the profits that come from this to dominate nations throughout the world.
That's exactly right. And it's a huge off-the-record slush fund that's used to foment war and revolution and insurrection and assassination and all that kind of thing. And it's also one of the chief drivers of the militarization of the police. Just yesterday, Dr. Stan, just on Thursday of this week, there was a vote in the House of Representatives in which 355 congressmen voted no to an amendment that to the Defense Appropriations Act that would have cut off or radically reduced the transfer of military equipment from the Pentagon to local police. This amendment was proposed by Alan Grace, who's a Democratic congressman from Florida, rather an erratic sort. He's right some of the time. He's very good on the Federal Reserve. He was good on this issue. He's bad on most others. But you had the Republican-dominated Congress vote against a measure that was intended to demilitarize the police in this country. They want to militarize the police domestically. At the same time, the Democratic Party want to use the police, the militarized, centrally controlled police, to disarm the American public.
Well, before we go on, and certainly I share your concern, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, certainly how they can get your books, how they can get your writings, and certainly how they can join us in this epic struggle to bring out the truth of the fact that the major source of drugs throughout the world today is certainly the American government, who our troops are over there in Afghanistan, guarding the narcotic fields. But how can people get in touch with you and get your information?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is the Pro Libertate blog. Just go to Google and type in my name, William N. Grigg, and the first return you should give would be Pro Libertate. If you type in Grigg and Pro Libertate, that would be the first return. The direct address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. One word, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. There is a PayPal button at the right-hand margin of every page and at the bottom of every essay. And I also am set up to receive Bitcoin for those who are part of that cybercurrency. I publish once or twice a week as my circumstances permit. And I also produce a weekly radio program called Freedom Zealot Radio, which you can hear at libertyroundtable.com every Saturday night, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific. LibertyRoundtable.com. Look at the upper right-hand quadrant of the page. There's a Listen Live Now button. And every week after I broadcast on Saturday night, it's a pre-recorded program, I also upload the entire program as a podcast. So go to freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Once again, go to my blog, Pro Libertate, and look at the bottom of every page every Monday. There's a new link to the Freedom Zealot podcast. And my tape, again, is located at my chief outlet, the blog, Pro Libertate blog, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I'm also on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. I have a YouTube channel. Those are all accessible through my main page, my blog.
And here's our guest is William Grigg. We advocate that you get his material. It's vitally important you understand that there are powerful forces working behind the scenes, dominating both of our political parties and using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and certainly to crush individual freedom, certainly here in America. William, thank you very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again the next week at the same time.
Thanks so much. God bless you, Doctor.
God bless. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our radio programs to help us as we reach out of 5 hours every day, 5 days a week, trying to educate people about what's really going on and the fact that there really are powerful spiritual forces at work in the world today. Now, of course, as we've pointed out many times, certainly here in the United States, most people think we have two political parties. We do not. We have one political party with two branches, both made up of the same group of people, and their goal is to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and certainly a one-world religion, and to destroy Christianity. They know exactly what they're doing, and of course, they've been around for a long, long time, but the average individual doesn't understand what's really going on. When America was founded, there were two forces at work. One was certainly the Christians, and they were the predominant force in America in establishing this country. But there was also a subversive element, a group that had come from England whose purpose was to create a new organization that could utilize the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. There have never been very many of them, but they work behind the scenes. They're subversive. They hate Christianity. They hate everything that is noble and worthwhile in the world. But most people don't even understand what is going on. That's why, of course, we offer two books. One of them is called The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Magdikian. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to either get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or James Perloff's excellent book, Going into the secret societies, working behind the scenes. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me also suggest James Perloff's latest book, Going into the Background. It's called A Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And you must understand there's a small group of very powerful people, very fabulously wealthy people who work for the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. But they want to create a one-world government and a one-world political system under their control. They believe that mankind can certainly bring about a perfect society. And they do not believe in America where the power of government was to be limited so men could be free. The hierarchy wants to, of course, run the government. They want to run the world. And basically, you have these two forces at work in our society. One is the subversive element that is circumventing our Constitution, which limits the power of the central government so men can be free. And, of course, on the other side, you have these people who want an all-powerful government controlling both political parties, who are able to tell people exactly how to run their lives from the cradle to the grave. And the fact that they're very, very slowly and subtly is the second group taking over control of our government, and most people have never even heard of it, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Well, certainly, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you, of course, to tell others about our program. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially, I would love to hear from you. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.